Timmins, if you're ready to cast a ballot in the provincial election, advance polls are open. Today, Saturday, February 22nd, is the last day to vote early. There are 4 designated sites in Timmins. The locations are Maurice Laundrie Community Center, 66 Main Street, South Porcupine, Timmins Senior Citizen Recreation Center, 272 3rd Avenue, Travelodge Timmins, 1136 Riverside Drive. These sites are open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. during the 3 days of early polls. Voters can also cast a ballot at the Timmins Election Office every day until February 26 at 6 p.m. The office is in the 101 Mall and is open Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. In Temiscaming Cochrane, the advance voting locations are Local Election Office, College Boreal, 280 Armstrong Street N, New Luskeard. Black River Matheson Family Lodge, 378 2nd Street, Matheson. Eccle SCPL, Alliance, 296 Cambridge Avenue, Iroquois Falls. Eccle Street Antoine, 20 Street Antoine Street, Noeville. Englehart Public Library, 71 4th Avenue, Englehart. Temagami Welcome Center, 7 Lakeshore Drive, Temagami. Paroi's Transfiguration Paris, 316 7th Avenue N, Cochrane. Royal Canadian Legion Branch 87, 1 Summerhays Avenue, Kirkland Lake Street. Charles Community Center, 20 Casimir Road, St. Charles. West Nipissing Recreation Center, 219 O'Hara Street, Sturgeon Falls. Advance voting locations in Mushkegawuk James Bay are Local Election Office, Centre de Loisirs, 7 Aurora Avenue, Kapuskasing. Centre de Loisirs LJ Fortin South, 7 Aurora Avenue, Kapuskasing. Northern College, Muswani Campus, 15 1st Street, Muswani. Place des Arts de Hearst, 75 9th Street, Hearst. Smooth Rock Falls Community Hall, 193 Gordon Avenue, Smooth Rock Falls. What you need to vote? To be eligible to vote, you must be 18 years or older, a Canadian citizen, and an Ontario resident. Registered voters will receive a voter information card in the mail that indicates where to vote. Bring that card and a piece of ID showing your name to receive a ballot. A list of accepted IDs is available here. If you didn't receive a voter information card and are eligible to vote, bring one piece of ID showing your name and home address to the polling station to receive a ballot.